Hello, I'm Sir Andrew Davis, Music Director at Lyric Opera of Chicago. The 2014-15 season is our 60th anniversary, full of unforgettable music and spectacular productions. I'd like to take a few minutes to share some of the highlights. That's Don Giovanni, the most incorrigible party guy and serial seducer in opera, with conquests all over Europe, including 1,003 in Spain alone. Spain is where we find him in the Mozart opera named for him. We catch Giovanni seducing noble women, but also a sweet and very naive peasant girl. Giovanni's murder of Donna Anna's father, the Commendatore, has her crying for revenge, and she gets it. Giovanni invites a statue of the old man to dinner. The Commendatore actually appears and drags the unrepentant sinner to hell in one of the most harrowing finales in opera. In Capriccio, Richard Strauss created a fabulously sophisticated entertainment, presenting a captivating trio, Countess Madeleine and the two young men who adore her, Olivier, the poet, and Flamand, the composer. At the Countess's home, her guests debate what takes precedence in opera, the words or the music. That's not the only question in the Countess's mind. Does she prefer the poet or the composer as a lover? We never find out what her final choice is, but she tries to make up her mind in the final scene, the culmination of Strauss's lifelong love affair with the soprano voice. If you want to thrill to the glory of the human voice, there's one opera for you above all, Verdi's Il Trovatore. But this opera isn't just about vocal thrills. It's an unforgettable tale of love, jealousy, and consuming revenge. At the center is Azucena, the sad gypsy whose mother was burned at the stake. For years, she's been obsessed by her mother's final cry. avenge me.
La man che vuol sostengo, stringo la vittima, nel fuoco la trago, la sostengo.
Azucena's also harboring a secret about the boy she raised as her own, Manrico. Now he's a warrior and troubadour, and he and the beautiful Leonora are in love. The problem? She's also loved by the violently jealous Count di Luna. The emotions are white hot throughout Il Trovatore, one of those pieces that definitely puts the grand into grand opera. The score of George Gershwin's Porgy and Bess is my nomination for the greatest music by any American composer. Lyric had such a success with it 5 years ago that we're bringing it back, so audiences can fall in love with it all over again. In this story of the good-hearted beggar Porgy, who loves and loses the good-time girl Bess, there's one heart-stopping melody after another. Who can resist Summertime? And of course, there's the most ecstatic moment in the opera, the love duet where Porgy and Bess finally admit their real feelings for each other. The bel canto era represents the summit of beautiful singing, and no bel canto opera shines more brilliantly than the first great triumph in the career of Gaetano Donizetti, Anna Bolena. We meet two of England's most charismatic and emotionally charged personalities, mighty Henry VIII and his ill-fated second wife, Anne Boleyn. Henry's grown tired of Anne. He wants to get her out of the way and marry Jane Seymour, but Jane feels guilty about being the other woman. When Henry finds Anne with another man, he assumes she's betrayed him. her fate is sealed. And in the opera's stunning finale, she goes courageously to her execution. There's no villain more vicious and lustful than Baron Scarpia, police chief of Rome, in Giacomo Puccini's thrilling Tosca. The object of Scarpia's lust is the great diva Floria Tosca, but she loves his political enemy, the passionate painter Mario Cavaradossi. Mario's under suspicion for sheltering an escaped prisoner. He's apprehended and brought before Scarpia. It looks as though Mario will face a firing squad, but then Scarpia bargains with Tosca. Let me have you for one night, and I'll spare his life. Tosca prays to God. When I've lived for art and for love, why do you repay me like this? Tosca takes matters into her own hands, leading to a fabulously spine-tingling and ultimately hair-raising finale. The sacred versus the profane. It's a conflict that consumes the hero of Wagner's Tannhäuser. This is one of the greatest achievements in romantic opera. The hero of the title is a minstrel who can't resist the allure of the goddess Venus. She's given some of Wagner's most wonderfully seductive music. But Tannhäuser is also drawn to a very different sort of woman, the saintly Elizabeth. And when he's with her, he feels uplifted and exalted. Thank you. Tannhäuser's transgressions with Venus are discovered, and he's sent to Rome to ask the Pope for forgiveness. The consequences are catastrophic for him, but the opera ends with exultation and on a note of hope. Lyric is proud to present The Passenger, an extraordinary opera that has only recently been rediscovered after being suppressed for more than 40 years. It's already making a huge impact internationally. The music is by Mieczysław Weinberg, a brilliant contemporary of Shostakovich. We're initially on a ship in the 1960s, where Lisa and her husband Walter are bound for Brazil. But unbeknownst to Walter, his wife served as an SS guard in Auschwitz. Haunted by her past, Lisa is stunned, and she stuns her husband, when she thinks she recognizes a fellow passenger. Is it really Marta, her former prisoner? The action moves between two realms, from the pristine white deck of a luxury liner to the dark horrors of the death camp below. Guilt and denial, fear and courage and love, it's all here in an artistic and emotional experience you'll never forget. Shostakovich called it a perfect masterpiece and a hymn to humanity. So there you have it, Lyric Opera's 60th anniversary season. I'm hugely looking forward to it, and I hope you are too. I'll see you at the opera. Long live passion. The majority of these recordings were used by permission of EMI Classics.